out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't sleep.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you stumbled upon episode 168. Is that right? Yeah, I don't know. Who am I even talking to? Just no idea. Yeah, it's 168. That's what it is. Episode 168. We got our stuff together this week. Yeah, library clap, and you're doing a little dinosaur clap over there, moron. This week's episode of the Just Us Geeks podcast is sponsored in part by our good friends at Loot Crate. Go do yourself and us a favor and sign up for the awesome services of Loot Crate over at lootcrate.com/justusgeeks and use promo code JustUsGeeks and get $3 off the first crate. Awesome stuff.
Hey, Logan Barnes, you on the show this week?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, boy?
I'm doing my Tim Murphy accent.
Oh, hey, look at me. I'm a DJ in Jackson. I love country.
And karaoke.
Country and karaoke. And I'm not good at neither one of them, okay?
I guess if you're Tim, that guy over there is Carson.
What's up?
Yeah, that's about right.
I play cards with J.D. Shelnut, Chief of Police.
The Chief of Police. That Chief of Police one, Matt Wood. Good to have you on the show this week, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. And as always, James Elizabeth Stratton. Thanks
Wait,
for around.
Wait, when did I become Elizabeth?
No, you're Elizabeth.
Yeah, well,
Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
Do you know that that's transferable?
And it was Logan Johnson's barn.
Well, Logan's Johnson's barn has nothing to do with this. What you know, the original Elizabeth is on the show when you're not here sometimes, and so
he
might as well just you be Elizabeth too.
I don't want to be Elizabeth.
Well,
sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do. James.
We could just call you James McNutt. I mean,
there you go. J.D. Shelnut.
Play cards or Chief of Police. You know, you would think that we were not talking about Jurassic World tonight. That's what you would think.
Welcome to the Sling Blade
HD Blu-ray.
Yeah.
3D post-conversion.
You got any biscuit for selling there?
I'm going to tell you guys something.
Yeah.
I didn't care for Sling Blade.
Oh, man.
The first time I saw it, I was incredibly inebriated.
You don't like to be
great.
You don't like to be sad and depressed?
No, I don't like being sad and
you
depressed.
Don't like mustard and biscuits?
This is taking a really horrible turn to the left. So,
let's go back to the right. Dinos.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs. So, first of all, we will say hello to our friends on the Periscope there. Yeah, look, dinosaurs. And, this week's
when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
This week's episode of the Just Us Geeks podcast is all about Jurassic World. It's not all about it, but we did just go see Jurassic World. And just so you know, and it'll be in the banner and everything else, we're not gonna like totally spoil it, I guess. But James, talk a little bit about spoilers. We talked about spoilers before we started the show. What do you think?
I mean, the majority of the action beats you've seen already. If you've watched any of the trailer, you've seen the movie.
Yeah, I mean...
But that's not a bad thing. I watched the movie and I wasn't disappointed in it.
Oh, hello from Biloxi, our good friends, DW_.
There are dinosaurs.
Yes, Matt. There are dinosaurs in this movie.
Just go ahead and clear the air on that now.
And did you know that Chris Pratt is also in this movie?
Briefly.
Surprise casting, guys.
Did you know that Chris Pratt drives a motorbike and there are raptors that ride beside him?
No way.
Raptor squad.
Wait, yeah. They ride beside him?
Yeah.
On their own little raptor
bikes? Yeah, they got little raptor bikes.
They do. They have raptor bikes.
Okay.
Did you know that one of the...
I made a sound.
You went kindergarten with it?
Well, this show is done.
I'm sorry, Matt, but I wasn't aware that they made power wheels for raptors.
Yes.
Raptor wheels.
It's a lot like this show. Really hard to get off the ground. But so
where's our training wheels at?
Yeah. Oh, they're on. Yeah, it's on Netflix already. Netflix junkies. You know,
wait, what?
Jurassic World's on Netflix.
What's on Netflix?
Preview might be. I don't know.
Netflix junkies ask if it's on Netflix. But I tell you what is already on Netflix that you might be interested in.
Raptor bikes.
No,
it's a new series from Michael Bay.
No, it's not. It's not the Golden
Mellow
Hour.
How many explosions are there?
Orange is the New Black is already live and on Netflix.
Isn't that cool?
Way ahead of time. That's pretty great. No, it's not. We'll get to there for the new movie. So let's talk. We're not gonna there. If there's a ridiculous spoiler that we don't think we can get around, we'll do something with it. But I don't think that there is. Major plot devices, you pretty much already know. There are dinosaurs. It's another park. Things go wrong.
People die.
And people
it's another park, but on the original island.
There's a lot of people dying. There was a lot of gory stuff.
It wasn't overdone.
It was shocking.
They made sure not to show the gore, yeah. Which I thought was interesting because in Jurassic Park, you see Sam Jackson's arm get ripped off. You know, I mean, right. And
spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry. Did I 22-year-old
movie.
If you have not seen this 22-year-old movie that this very movie is based off of, you should probably stop and go watch it. But yeah, they hid the gore. Which I thought was interesting.
Well, you also gotta know that with the guests of the park, there wasn't that many fatalities. It was a lot of injuries.
We assume. I mean, I'm thinking if you got thrown into the big whaley pit,
yeah,
you're
but there
dead.
Was only one person that we saw get thrown in there.
Well, there was also a guy who got like pinned to the ground and his neck bit into by one of the
that was one of the coolest death sequences when the lady gets dragged through the water and then picked back up.
I was pretty ready for that. Let me also go on and say this. We did something incredibly cool for you. Not only do we have a great review that will not ruin your experience of Jurassic World on the day that the movie comes out, but we split teams up and we went and saw the 2D version of Jurassic World and the 3D version of Jurassic World. So we're going to talk about what was great in 2D, what was great in 3D, and why you should or should not go and see Jurassic World.
Nothing's great about 2D. If you've got a 3D option, do the 3D.
Well, obviously.
Not everyone agrees with that.
Well, no,
they're wrong.
I prefer a 2D movie.
And that's why you're wrong.
I hate to agree with Shrek, but 3D.
Okay, then let me ask you this. You saw Mad Max Fury Road in 3D and 2D, correct?
Yes.
Which version was better?
3D.
No.
Explosions. The car chases.
I'll sacrifice every single bit of that for the beauty of the cinematography. Every single bit of them.
You didn't lose any of the beauty of the cinematography because, I mean, number one, it wasn't even supposed to be lit like that. It was supposed to be black and white.
Well, it should have been black and white then. It would have been a different experience.
Well, that never worked in a theater, black and white. No. Like people wouldn't
that was
have
the
come
studio
and
telling him
Nebraska
that he couldn't do it.
I saw it in 3D, and I felt like I wasn't seeing the whole movie. I feel like there were parts of it that I missed.
But see, I think with Jurassic World, it would have worked because this is not like a bright movie anyway. I mean, it was
Logan.
You know, pretty
tell him what you told me about. The light loss.
We got out and I was talking to James and I was like, there was very little light and color loss in this movie. And James explained all the technical details behind it. But apparently it was filmed and compressed and digitized in such a way to make the loss of light not that impactful. Because it was a beautiful movie. I could lift my glasses and there was barely any loss of color, loss of light. Yeah.
I mean, I want to see it in 3D. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, on the first viewing, I'm probably going to watch it in 2D if I can. That's just me.
I wish I would have watched Mad Max in 2D instead of 3D.
You need to see it in 2D. To me, it was a totally different movie. Yeah. Our good friend Big Dan Marsh agrees with me on that point.
I just haven't had a good 3D movie theater experience.
Yeah. I think Jurassic Park would have done it for you or Jurassic World. Yeah. Whatever. I'm going to
Jurassic
say
Jurassic Park in 3D was pretty good.
I've been saying Jurassic Park all
Jurassic
day.
Park had a really good 3D conversion.
Yeah, they did a really nice job of that. Okay, so
I'm sure it looks lovely.
Let's talk about the world. Let's Logan, I don't want to say let's sum up the movie, but
dinosaurs eat people
and then they fight.
There's some of that.
Yeah, I'd say plural dinosaur. I was going to say dinosaur, but yeah, there is some
It is more dinosaur than it is dinosaurs. Yeah. Pretty much.
There's a main dinosaur problem.
Well, I mean, we know about the I-Rex.
There's toys of it everywhere.
Well, yeah. the Indominus Rex, I mean, this is...
That's not going to be spoiled. You know,
it's a lowercase I, Rex.
No, it's not I-Rex. It's not an... Apple didn't produce it. They would have been able to find it easier.
Actually, they made a dinosaur.
You couldn't find any Apple product in the movie because Samsung and Verizon sponsored
it. Yeah, they were all using Samsungs.
Beats by Dre was very prominent in the film, and they're owned by Apple.
Well,
oh yeah, the kid had
nobody
on his
had
neck.
An iPhone.
Yeah, nobody had an iPhone.
There was all Starbucks.
Like the Welcome Center was the Samsung Innovation Center.
You know, I'm not going to say they did a great job with product placement in this movie, but there was a lot of it, but it wasn't too intrusive.
It made sense, though, in this world. Yeah.
With the way that they were talking, I mean, even when they opened up talking about the I-Rex, it was... Verizon Wireless presents the Indominus Rex.
Right.
So it made sense that every building had a sponsored by... I mean, they do that at zoos anyway.
You know,
it's a theme park.
Yeah.
Right, and there were questions that I had going into this movie about, you know, like how does this become this? And, you know, this park has been open for a while.
I'd say about 10 years.
Yeah, I'd say about 10 years, too. I mean, long enough, I think, for them to get out of the cloud of Jurassic Park, you know.
4 years after the Site B incident with Sam Neill when he went back in Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole premise of this movie is they have to step their game up because people are bored with it, which really seems hard to believe to me.
Yeah, but I mean, you also got to remember this world has had dinosaurs for 22 years.
Exactly.
There's an entire generation that's grown up where dinosaurs were no longer extinct. They were just, you know, they were there.
They were off the coast of Costa Rica. You know what I mean?
Isla Sorna and Isla Nublar.
Hey.
That was pretty good.
What, that's the name of the islands?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You read the books.
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
I read the books.
No, well, I don't read
books. You haven't read the books.
You read Michael Crichton, though.
I've read some Michael Crichton, but not...
Some Michael Crichton.
You read Fifty Shades of Grey, so you're the real loser here.
Yeah.
But for science...
I got a deeper level of understanding of that movie, guys, okay?
Yeah.
Timeline was good.
Basically, the point of the movie is the folks who are running Jurassic Park have to step their game up. God, every time, man. Jurassic
I've been
World.
I've saying it
to,
all day.
Well, and to me, I think that's a good thing because it gave me a lot of the same experiences. You quit doing that.
We could hear that.
No. Sorry.
You're like four. to me, it gave me a lot of the same feelings, not necessarily that... That Jurassic Park 2 and 3 did. Yeah, Netflix junkies, you should go check out episode 151 of the Just Us Geeks podcast where we went and watched 50 Shades of Grey, all four dudes of us.
Oh.
And it was pretty...
I'd almost forgotten about that.
Yeah, you had.
You're never going to get to know that now.
Man. I'll resend you our... what was it? No Way Jose meme.
No Way.
No Way Jose.
Oh, yeah. Jose.
Does that exist?
Someone took a picture during the movie.
Yeah, some more. Anyway, so Logan, how do you feel about Jurassic World?
I really enjoyed the movie. I mean, it was marginally not as good as the first one.
Well,
but
yeah.
I mean, it's right up there with it. I mean,
rarely ever
competing
does a sequel
with it.
Outdo the original.
Yeah, I mean,
rarely ever.
9 times out of 10, that's
especially
not
something you saw so many years ago as a child.
Years ago. I mean, Logan was.
We're all grown ups now, and we're sad. And
I was 1 year old.
Okay. Well, and we were talking before we started recording the show about practical effects versus CGI and how, you know, the practical effects in Jurassic Park still hold up.
Me and Josh are very in agreeance that practical effects are better. And Logan, being a young whippersnapper who's grown up with CG his whole life, thinks that everything needs to be CG.
No, I don't think everything needs to be CG. I think that they treated the CG in this movie with a lot of respect. And they did it very well for this movie.
Some parts they did very well. For me, the opening really for the opening with the bird, you know, like it's the bird on whatever thing.
Yeah, that was crappy, but the dinosaurs.
It was crappy, and it's the first thing you really see in the movie going in. So for me, my take was, this is heavily CG'd. That's the impression that I got right from the jump. And it was because of the way that they opened the film that was totally unnecessary.
See, I missed that. So they just had a CG bird?
Yeah.
You see a foot come down.
They
and
put a dinosaur noise behind it.
And you're like, oh, dinosaur. And then it zooms out and it's like a crow.
Yeah.
And you're like, everybody in the theater, in our theater, was laughing. And because, it was supposed to be funny. It's a nod to Sam Neill's character saying that dinosaurs turned into birds.
Right.
Okay.
And, if I had a choice between practical effects and special effects, there's a delicate balance, I think. I mean, if you can do a lot of practical effects and make it look great, do it.
I mean, look at Mad Max, 90% practical.
Yes, sir. And I wish there had been a little bit more practical effects in this film. And that's one of my only complaints, but continue.
Specifically with the CG, the scene where they're petting the dying dinosaur.
Yeah.
Brontosaurus.
Whatever. Yeah. The scene is in the trailer.
He's a long neck.
Yeah. But that scene looked really well. Mother, the CG was excellent in that scene, I thought.
Well, in portions of it, I thought that perhaps it was actually a puppet or something that was practical, and I couldn't tell. So good on you for doing that, I guess.
What are you talking about?
The practical effects. What do you
talking about how three horns don't play with long necks.
That's right. Three horns don't play with long necks.
This is not the Land Before Time.
they were playing together in that field. Did you not see them running
around
together?
That's true. They were playing together.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's the Land Before Time reboot.
I'd watch that. That brontosaurus that gets choked out by the little kid. That's a Littlefoot right there.
No. Yep. Good stuff.
Stupid.
The petting zoo. That was probably my favorite part of the whole movie.
I thought that was kind of odd.
I would go to that pet.
I mean, I would too, but
I just grinned with joy when I saw that. I was like, oh, look at all the little baby dinosaurs.
Look at all those little baby dinosaurs and people that in 45 minutes are going to die.
Yeah, the first shot of like this big crowd, it was like, they're all going to die.
And right.
Everyone's it's not like die. They breathe fire, you know.
But they're dinosaurs.
Well, you've just discovered the plot for Jurassic World 2.
We'll get there.
They're going to have dragons and dinosaurs.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Jurassic universe.
What do you guys think about this?
Jurassic and dragons.
What do you guys think about the story? I think that's what we need to get to, the heart of the matter. What do you think about the story of Jurassic World?
I mean, it was a simple story.
It was a pretty basic action movie story.
You didn't have to have a thick, like a very well-built story because you've got dinosaurs, man.
Well, I liked it at this point. They weren't like, oh, all of these dinosaurs are dangerous. It's like, yeah, they realize they've got these dinosaurs in containment, but then they're like, oh, we made a new dinosaur. No, that's a bad idea. Yeah, having all these other dinosaurs is fine.
Yeah. But you make one that can camouflage, then you got a problem.
Well, and you know, like, they made such a big ordeal
spoilers
in the film.
And that's known. I mean, if you've done any like reading about this movie,
they talk about it.
Because it is genetically modified. But they made such a huge deal in the film about not revealing the portions of the Indominus Rex, like you know what it actually came from. I mean, man, I could see it from a mile away.
Well, yeah,
you talking about
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not going to talk about that because that is
a spoiler.
That would be a spoiler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to talk about that.
But still, I mean, I did think, okay, so they have learned their lesson. They have more advanced security. It seems like this is, run off pretty well for the last 10 years, and now something goes wrong. Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, I'm sure that in a scenario like that, which we'll talk about in the second half of the show, something would go wrong. But story-wise, I thought the story was okay. A lot of the dialogue was atrocious. I mean, atrocious.
I don't know. It wasn't as full of puns as the first one was.
Or the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to me, the third one just doesn't even exist. But some of the dialogue was not great. And A lot of the interaction between Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard felt really forced, But overall,
I hated her throughout the movie.
Yeah. Why is that?
I just didn't care for her.
Those heels would have broken in that mud.
Yeah.
Like nobody's business.
Of course you would focus on that.
She just got on my nerves terribly throughout the whole thing.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like we said, I guess it was last week, the movie's actually about her. Chris Pratt's not your protagonist here.
Yeah.
She's the lead.
And I don't know. I was okay with both of them. Character-wise, I thought some of the dialogue was bad.
The divorce plot point is really pointless. They have like...
It's a bookend is all it is. It's how they open the movie. And then at the end of the movie, you see those characters, and then you're like, well, we don't even know if it got resolved or not.
Let me just go out on a limb and say this.
I'm sure that they're, that because of the tragedy, they're going to stay together as a family.
Yep.
Let me just say this. I could have totally done without those kids. At times, they were almost pointless.
Well,
they showed a different side, and they gave drive for them to actually go out in the field for something other than kill the dinosaur.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there was the reason that they left the comfort of the control room.
And, right.
I mean, so you had to have them.
I think they could have come up with something else, but I mean,
yeah,
I think
it's basically the same thing from the first movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, the brother and sister.
Exactly. Well, they're two dudes, but.
And still like how the kid was using the disposable camera. Instead of like a digital camera or a cell phone.
I just envision that it was one of those cameras that you give a kid that's not a real camera anyway, and he thinks he's really taking pictures because something was off. Something was a little weird about that.
The kid was rocking a viewfinder at the beginning of the movie, so.
Yeah. I think he was supposed to be the antithesis to the bored people, the ones that don't want to see these regular dinosaurs. He was the kid that wanted to see all these regular dinosaurs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, the kids, I could have just... If they could have come up with something else,
They were less annoying than the original kids. I'll say that.
They were. Did they still do the stupidest stuff?
Yeah.
Yes. They absolutely did.
A piece of toast.
I don't know. Yeah. The older kid was pretty smart when he was like, stay under the water. Stay under the water.
Yeah, he was pulling him back under the water.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the younger kid was
but that's what he did.
Oh.
When he pulled him
I thought
under,
you were
like,
shushing me. I was like, don't shush me. We're on a talk show.
Well...
Listen here, Oprah. I'll do what I want.
You don't get to talk anymore, James.
I will drop this mic.
No, he will not.
I might.
Oh, look at that. We took his talk stick.
Anyway,
away.
So for me, if they had come up with some other device to get them out into the park, I would have been okay with it. Because really, the aspect of their relationship to Bryce Dallas Howard. Totally throw away because it just was.
Well, the interpersonal relationships in this movie really sucked. They didn't give like any other than, oh, they're family. They weren't really connected in any way. There was no emotion between them.
Right. And I don't know. Like I really thought about 45 minutes into the movie. Okay. So I'm going to feel really great when the older kid gets eaten by something because all he's done over and over and over in this movie is like stare
at
random chicks. It was the weirdest thing. I was like,
he's a teenager.
Well, I mean, they actually brought it up. They're like, what are you going to do? What's staring at her going to do? Like the little kid.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
It up.
There were some funny moments in this movie. I think that a lot of them were forced, but overall for me, I mean, if I'm going to look at the movie overall, I'm going to look at it and say, I enjoy this movie because it's freaking dinosaurs in Jurassic Park.
When that guy got eaten, I just laughed.
I laughed and laughed.
And laughed.
But Matt, how'd you feel about the movie?
I loved it. I thought it was great. And we could talk about the story and the interactions and the dialogue and stuff, but who cares?
It's about the dinosaurs.
Truly.
It's a summer popcorn blockbuster movie.
Yeah. This is a popcorn movie.
I'm not going to judge this movie based on the subpar acting and dialogue and stuff. I mean, the CG, the dinosaurs looked great. It was really exciting.
Should have seen them in 3D.
The end of it was... Yeah. I hate that I missed it. the end of it was great. I mean, it had a good finish. It was strong. Like, things got bad quickly, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it did
like...
It did have a good third act.
Yeah.
It really did.
Very
it was
well good. Paced.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The pacing was really good.
And it doesn't matter really about the dialogue for me. If you pace the movie well and you really bring it home in the end, they did a great job of bringing home in the end.
Well, see, and that's... some people are complaining that, saying that, oh, there was trouble with the movie because what's his name? Colin Trevorrow.
Sure.
The director. It's his first big budget movie. I mean, the other thing he did was Safety Not Guaranteed. Little art house movie. Yeah. This is his second movie, big budget, and people were saying, oh, well, he was unsure behind the camera. Watching I was just like, this guy did a good job.
Yeah. Well, and you know, okay, so let's say, hey, James, you've done a couple small films. You somehow make a deal with Satan and get to direct the Jurassic Park film that's going to bring the whole franchise back. Even if you've never like really fully directed a film, you have some great source material to pull from.
Oh, yeah.
And they did that a lot.
You've got Spielberg, who came back for this one to be the producer. And he was there on set with them. And so, I mean, if you've got questions, you're like, hey, the guy who started the movie universe of this is right here. Let me go ask him what he thinks.
And we talked about this a little bit before. There's a lot of... there's a lot of fan tributes in this film. Yeah.
A lot of fans.
What was most notable to you, James?
I mean, just going to the old part of the park.
Yeah, the old Welcome Center.
Yeah, the old Welcome Center is there.
Which was, it kind of caught me off guard until I saw the doors, because I would just have assumed, oh, well, they just built the new stuff on top of the old stuff.
Yeah, you would think that they would do that, but apparently they moved farther south on the island.
Obviously, you know, something that catastrophic has a huge impact on everything.
Well,
so
you also have to think, like, construction project wise, where would you rather start? Having to bulldoze a bunch of stuff, or on this empty part of the island where we can just start building?
Which was very accessible to the ocean.
Yeah.
And
unlike in the first one where they were like, you have to go down miles of muddy road to get to the docks.
Yep. Had they switched places, Newman would have made it out of there alive.
Yep. Oh, Newman. When they go into the old visitor center for the first time and you hear the subtle like theme on the piano, this idiot behind us was like, oh, I can hear the old theme. And I'm just like, shut up.
Yeah, I just wanted to punch that guy in the face. Because that was really well done.
Oh yeah, I hear it too. It's probably from the first movie.
It's the 7.1 surround sound. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I can hear it. Thanks for pointing that out.
Too bad we didn't see it in 3D and you didn't really get eaten by an Indominus Rex. That would have been great.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the audio? Like the one, there's a scene where somebody's getting eaten.
It's better than Interstellar. And,
yes, sir. I thought so.
Hear it over
but like you could hear it in the back.
Over your shoulder.
Like, and you could hear it moving around behind you. And
honestly,
stuff.
I mean, and I know that we obviously didn't go see it in IMAX. That's not capability our theaters have. However, that is the best sound I've ever heard in a movie.
I was going to say, if you go see it in IMAX, you're not going to have the same audio experience as going and seeing it somewhere else, because IMAX has fake 5.1. They don't have real 5.1, and they definitely don't have 7.1.
Yeah, no. And the audio really made a huge difference in this film. And if you can see it in 7.1, go see it. But
I thought it was odd that Universal opted not to do it in Atmos.
Yeah, that would have been a good experience in this film, for this film, I think. So
yeah, 7.1 is the highest they went with it.
So they do discover the old visitor center. Some continuity errors there, James?
Yeah. You see the banner that falls at the end of the first movie.
Which says
when dinosaurs roamed or ruled the earth.
When dinosaurs ruled the earth.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
It's ruled.
And
when dinosaurs ruled the earth.
Logan, Google. Wait, your phone will never do it. I'll do it.
Yeah, my potato's a little slow.
Anyway.
Potato.
The banner in Jurassic World that's supposed to have been laying there for 22 years said Jurassic Park on it, which that was nowhere on the original banner.
I thought
maybe they had multiple banners.
So it's in the same spot where it fell.
Yeah, it is that banner. It's supposed to be that banner.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like for me, it kind of harkened back to the new Godzilla, where you know he goes to his old home in Japan, and the freaking paper banner for his birthday is still hanging up. Give me a friggin' break.
They made it. That banner that they picked up was made out of that weird plasticky tarp material.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and most banners are, just so you know. Oh, here we go. Let's look at this. When dinosaurs ruled the earth. Correct, sir.
Got it, Matt.
I don't know. Like, I almost wish they had not done the whole finding the old place, but
it's fan service. It was that whole segment.
It was cool.
10 to 15 minute segment.
It was really cool. And if you have Steven Spielberg over your back shoulder, why not freaking do it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like, hey, let's throw some stuff in here.
We're gonna homage to you, buddy.
Yeah. What else fan service wise did you like, Logan?
I like the shirt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool shirt.
Yeah,
I used to have one of those shirts.
And that was, I think that was a neat part of them finding the old visitor center, was all that old nostalgic stuff, like the headgear. I leaned over and told Matt, I was like, I wanted one of those so bad when I was a kid.
Well, it's like
so freaking awesome.
The night vision goggles.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was so iconic.
I think I like the shirt thing though, because it made it real. It was like, oh, that nightmare incident with the first park is an actual event
that
in the
actually
history.
Happened. People actually died, and it was a huge ordeal. Yeah, absolutely.
I know it was a tragedy, but come on. Yeah. It's a cool shirt.
It's a cool shirt, and I'm going to work here now, and I hope they paid him a lot of money.
Who knows what he's doing?
I don't know. I mean, I liked that. I liked a lot of that stuff. I don't think it was too much. But overall, I mean, I thought it was a great movie. Is there anything that just you thought was horrible, Matt?
I was going to say my favorite fan service moment happens towards the end. I won't spoil the whole thing, but there's a specific shot that's identical to the first movie. And I was like banging my fist. I was like, yes.
You're like, that's awesome. From the first movie.
Yeah. I told the guy behind me, I'm like, hey,
they did that in the first movie.
Yeah. It's like they copy and pasted. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a cool shot. But it was,
If you're a fan,
I didn't really think anything was horrible about it.
No, I didn't either. I mean,
I had a good time.
It was shot beautifully.
I had a good time.
The movie looks good.
Oh, it looks incredible.
Other than the redhead.
Man, she was...
My least favorite part of the movie. I don't know why.
Not a real redhead.
Bryce Dallas Howard's not a real redhead?
I don't think so.
That's a continuity error. Logan, is there anything that you didn't like about the film?
That I didn't like? I think the CG kind of faltered with the flying dinosaurs, especially when they got up close.
That was my biggest issue with the film, really, was the whole scene where the pterodactyls or pterodons or whatever they are.
Because they're like, get to the forest, they'll fly over the trees, yet they're flying into buildings and through windows willingly.
Well, I have a real... It's kind of like in the first two Iron Man movies, they did such a poor job of... you know, really outlining the action that you could not tell what the heck was going on. And there was so much going on in that section of the movie that it was just like wings are here. People are flying over there. They could have done that a little better. They could have,
it was pretty chaotic.
They did, improve on the science, of the pterodons flying, because in the third movie, scientists were up in arms whenever that pterodon picked that kid up and flew off with it. And they're like, there's no way that animal could pick that kid up and fly off. So you saw in this movie, they weren't actually able to pick people up. They were like picking them up and dropping them.
Sure. And then flinging them to each other.
Because they couldn't maintain flight with them.
And then again, and then again.
And again.
It's a huge one.
That's what she said.
I thought that... anytime you go anytime you go see a movie like that, and I thought this when we saw Interstellar, there's going to be some a-hole like that kid who really, the little kid from the movie, who would have been like, no, that dinosaur's supposed to have 74 teeth, and this is totally inaccurate, and this is a horrible movie because the science is not there. Well, you know what? You didn't see the friggin' dinosaur in real life, did you?
They addressed
that.
When
the Death Star blew up, my retainer fell out.
But
it blew into space.
They even addressed that. The B.D. Wong's character.
B.D. Wong's in the movie.
B.D. Wong's character was like...
just a bit. We didn't, a bitty bit. A
little bit.
We've already adjusted him. We made him look different. We made him look the way you wanted him to.
Yeah, because now it's come out that raptors were actually covered head to toe in feathers. And so... And if they were to do that, then people would be like, oh, that looks like a giant chicken.
Yeah, that's not a velociraptor.
That's not scary. Yeah.
And they're
like, oh, by the way, raptors looked stupid.
They did make, you know, like Chris Pratt does mention at some point about the appearance of the raptors, one of which is harkened back to one of my personal favorite movies, Old School. You're My Boy, Blue. I said that at the end of the movie. I was like, "You're my boy, Blue." Blue comes in, saves the day. It's good stuff.
And but, that guy behind you was like, "That's from Old School. That's from Old School.
That's from that movie, Old School."
Hey, sir, I saw that when I was two. But you know, overall, I love this movie. Totally. I know there was a lot of bad. There's a lot of bad reviews about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's being horribly reviewed. But
really,
critics are
critically
going
panned badly.
Critics are watching it and being like, "Well, this says nothing about our, you know, the state of the economy, and this says nothing about how politics." And I'm just, it's not about that.
And you know what?
They don't get that it's a summer popcorn movie
because we don't have them anymore.
Yeah, I mean it's like one of the first event movies in a long time.
In a very long time, and that's why I enjoyed this movie so much, because we were able to go in
and you know they got really close to it, but the opening capturing that that wonder that you felt
yes
as a kid watching the first one, like, "Oh my God, wow, look at this.
Jurassic
there."
Park.
Yeah.
Again, I think that goes back to the whole, like, people were bored of the park. You knew there were dinosaurs there. You knew going in there were dinosaurs all over that park.
Yeah.
Like, in the first movie, you don't see the T-Rex for a long time.
Yeah, and they make a big deal out of, like, the Brontosaurus.
Yeah,
and,
like, I think you go, like, 20, 30 minutes before you see the Brachiosaurus.
Yeah, in the whole freaking park.
But, like I said, it goes back to this movie's whole, like, oh, everybody's bored of dinosaurs. Right.
And, you know, once they got past the whole, "We're going to, you know, splice humans and dinosaurs ridiculousness," and decided to actually write a decent script for this film. You know, I guess it was the director that I'd seen an interview with said that, you know, what I envisioned for this film is that there's a teenager standing around looking at his phone next to a freaking dinosaur.
And, yeah. And there was, you know, when they were watching the water dinosaur, he had his phone out.
He was out texting his girlfriend.
And he was like, "Hey, pay attention, look."
Yeah, "Hey, look, this is about to be awesome."
Yeah.
And like that whole sequence was really great and really kind of turned the film around for me in a little way.
The setup of this one wasn't like, "Oh, dinosaurs." It's like they have a functioning park now.
Yeah.
They can do these dinosaurs and this is how it works.
They've completed John Hammond's vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, that was another thing we won't go into here because I think that takes a little too deep. You know, how is the park being run? Who runs the park? They explain that really well.
Yeah. I was happy that they brought in Jen back into it and didn't neglect all that stuff that they'd set up in the previous movies.
They bring in Jen in pretty big way.
Big time.
Yeah. Be prepared to not care for Vincent D'Onofrio, who grew some hair back. Good for him. Yeah. He's going to have to get rid of it again for Daredevil season two. But overall, man, I really enjoyed this film because you're exactly right, James. It was a great summer blockbuster. This is the first real summer blockbuster film, I think, in a long time.
That was not a Marvel movie.
Yeah, and I don't even count those anymore. I just don't. I mean,
Marvel's a TV series that I go watch in a theater.
I mean, I would closely say that Guardians of the Galaxy was, but you can't because it's all connected. I mean, that's not what it was intended to do. They set out to make this film so that you would come enjoy it. You would feel the same way you kind of felt when you watched Jurassic Park.
I walked out of this movie and I felt really good. I felt like, that was a good movie.
I felt like I'd seen a whole movie too. Beginning, a middle, and an end. Yeah.
Holy
and
crap! How long has it been since? I mean, we won't count 50 Shades of Grey, but like
Shades of Grey was left open ended too. So
yeah, I mean, how long has it been since you've seen?
But I mean,
a movie like that.
There's little bits of the movie that was left open ended because they do want to do a fifth one.
I mean,
I'm fine with that.
They wrapped up this plot very nicely. Yeah,
is very nice and neatly tied up, and yeah, it's.
I would be fine if they didn't do another one for 20 years.
Me too. Well, I'm fine if they never do another one because they left it in such a great way.
But they will because it's Jurassic Park.
When this movie was predicted to make $100 million domestically this weekend,
they
said, "We're doing a fifth."
Hey, Chris, what are you doing?
Yeah. Colin Trevorrow is not coming to come back. He's already said, "I love doing this movie." He's like, "I love being the director on this movie. I don't want to go on for another one." He said, "I will come back if they want me to produce, or you know,
as long as they bring Spielberg back in some capacity."
But you know, he said that he was done directing that franchise.
Yeah.
That he said everything he wanted to say with this movie.
Yeah, he just couldn't work with those dinosaurs anymore. They were all divas.
Yeah, especially that new one.
How many cows?
Yeah.
Those raptors were so cool. Raptor Squad.
Yeah, Raptor Squad go.
Raptor Squad go.
Yeah,
Raptor Squad go.
In
pretty sure that was never uttered in the movie.
Raptor Squad go.
Yeah, it was. in the clicks.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying by that.
And the
Raptor Squad go, click, Raptor click, squad. Click.
It's Morse code for Raptor Squad.
Guy. Yeah, it's their clicks. Mm-hmm. I actually like the Raptors in this one better than I did the first one. I thought they gave them a little more personality.
Instead of just one personality. Yeah,
one personality.
Kill, kill, kill.
You know, I mean, I have zero knowledge of dinosaurs except that I liked them as a kid. But I would assume that, you know, like a dog or a cat, that they all would have different personalities. And they did make mention that they did travel in a pack and they, you know, there's definitely an alpha one.
That he imprinted on them when they were born. Yeah. So they would
all over them.
Yeah.
Imprinted his face right in their eyeballs.
You gotta build that trust.
Yeah. He took them to space with him and everything. but overall, I can't stress enough how important it is you go see this movie.
You mentioned Interstellar earlier, absolutely. And you said he took him to space. Now I'm just seeing Matthew McConaughey in Chris Pratt's
with
part.
No, now I'm seeing Matthew McConaughey with like a little pet raptor.
Speaking of fan service, though, from earlier, did you guys see Mr. DNA?
Yes. Yeah, oh,
that was
man.
Awesome.
Oh, I love
when
that.
When the kid runs up to the DNA
and he's like naming the base pairs.
Yeah, he's naming base pairs. It's when they first get to the visitor center.
It's okay. The little hologram screen.
I don't think I saw that.
On the screen, it comes up and it's Mr. DNA and it's the same guy doing the voice.
Yep.
Okay.
But it's now we're going to have a spinoff Mr. DNA movie,
it's
guys.
It's very faint. You got to like pay attention to hear it. It looks up there real quick.
And it looked really good in 3D.
Yeah.
It did. They purposely made him 3D. I thought that was pretty
good. Was more 3D because we saw it in 3D.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon's in this movie. That was funny.
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything about that.
He didn't high five the Gov. No. So
not even in 3D. We looked. We were like, "Are you going to give him a high five?" No,
didn't happen.
He was very Jimmy Fallon in it, though.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
because he said, "Hi, I'm Jimmy Fallon."
But yeah, he was.
He did do that.
All right. What we want you to do is we want you to go see this movie. Like, go.
Now.
We can't stress the importance of going.
And tell us how it makes you feel.
Leave your job right now. Whatever you're doing, go watch this movie.
And then take a trip to the Jurassic World Park and get a selfie with a dinosaur.
Jurassic World Park.
Yeah. Jurassic Park World.
No.
Selfies with dinosaurs.
It's a park what must not be named. There was no like dinosaur selfie booth. I thought that there might be something as atrocious as that, but there wasn't. Like, dinosaur selfies brought to you by AT&T. Screwing up your dinosaurs and selfies for 400 years. Anywho,
Has AT&T been around for 400 years?
Yes. Probably.
I don't know. I figured Apple would have sponsored the best killing machine.
No.
It's perfect, though.
It was Verizon. They kill your service and dinosaurs and your people. I mentioned Loot Crate earlier before. Go do that. That's super important to us that you go and do that. But if you are within like the driving distance of our voice, we want you to come out to Mississippi Comic Con on June 27th and 28th at the Trademart in Jackson, Mississippi. It's going to be a really super fun time. Lots of great guests and stuff's going to be going on.
We're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
Obviously, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
We get the first panel.
First panel?
Yeah,
all right.
With those idiots from I Heard That Was Good.
Yeah.
That was lame. Excuse me, sorry.
We are actually, we're. This is like going to happen. We're doing this.
Yeah, it is.
We got a panel, James.
Yeah.
Put your panel pants on.
Yeah, I don't have my panel pants. I have nothing to talk about.
Wear your corny Collins outfit.
No, do we wear that blue pinstripe suit?
You can just appear and it's fine. But definitely come down. It's at the Trademart in Jackson, Mississippi. Come see us on Saturday. That'll be really super fun. And get a 2-day pass. That'd be even better. It's going to be a really great time. So we look forward to seeing you then and there. Because we may or may not have karaoke'd by then.
Mm. And we love you.
That'll be fun. So, anywho,
it'll be fun, James.
This is the portion of the show where we say goodbye, Periscope.
Goodbye, Periscope.
And we move on from there. All right. So, James, just for you, man. You guys don't have outlines this week. You have no idea what this is about.
No idea. Nope.
I love it.
No idea.
I don't like not knowing.
We're just free balling it.
We need to get you a beer, man.
For real.
Anyway, so here's the question.
Here's an answer.
Is it?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Logan, by the way, thanks for suggesting this music. I love this song.
I know. It's
just
great. It was a good idea, wasn't it?
I know. You have the best ideas that you steal directly from other people. No, that's not us. That's someone else. They just do that. So what you should do is listen to this question, and you at home, you can think about it
that's
as well.
That's actually really good.
Get on the floor. Everybody walk the dinosaur. We're not even trying.
We don't have to try.
Country Tim and Carson.
Tim and Carson.
Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Open the door, get on them floors. Everybody walk them dinosaurs.
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 Oh, Jesus.
Tostito Don.
Okay, here's my question for you guys. Let's say that...
That was pretty good.
Let's say that 10 years ago, we lived in this world that these folks lived in. Would you go to Jurassic Park?
Heck yeah.
22 years ago when all of it happened?
No. Now, if someone really shadily said, we have done it,
why would they be shady about it?
Because it's a shady concept.
No, they wouldn't be shady about it. They'd be like, guys, come check out these dinosaurs.
I know.
Come look at our stuff.
The idea.
We have stuff. We have lots of stuff.
The idea is a little bit shady. But so say there's this huge announcement that coincides with this film, and they've actually done it.
Does Tim Cook make the announcement?
Hey, it's Tim Cook. Just come on out here to the Jurassic World.
You sound like the guy from Family Guy. It's like, I'm going to sting you.
That's American Dad.
No, it's Family Guy.
Is it Family Guy?
It is Family Guy.
Okay.
It's never mind. I just brought some Oreos and some coffee. Anyway.
I thought you were doing the alien. I'm sorry.
No.
Now that's more like this.
It's funny how they're so similar.
I think it's the same guy.
So Jurassic Park, Logan, would you go?
Heck yeah. Oh, Jurassic Park? No.
I'd much rather go to World. They had 10 years of no problem.
Well, yeah. Let's just say, this is the question I have for you. Say that in accordance to this film, they actually say, we actually did it. We actually were able to clone dinosaurs. We've been working on this since Jurassic Park debuted, and this is why we're releasing this movie now, because we want you to really come
to Jurassic
World.
So you're saying that the movie
World.
Is just an advertisement?
Well, it's all market research.
Well, that's a terrible advertisement. Because people get eaten and murdered.
Well, but let's say that that is the case. That it's actually one big elaborate ruse, like the Charlie thing, to get you to do something. Say that.
What is the Charlie?
Just Google it. It's stupid. It was for a found footage horror movie that's just dumb. Anyway, so
it's like a Blair Witch trick.
We've been open and running for 10 years without problems, but we just did this.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go.
I would go. I would go in a heartbeat. No,
I don't think I could afford to go.
Yeah,
you got to go to Costa Rica first.
Well, let's just say that it's not
in
Costa Rica.
We'll have a coupon day.
We won a contest.
Let's say that you got this email from a Nigerian prince that says you won a contest, and
then
I'm actually a millionaire, but I need you to help me get money from
I need you to help me get these dinosaurs.
I need you to help me fly this helicopter and get this money to these dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. So Logan, you would do it?
I would be day one going to see some dinosaurs.
Really?
Yeah.
Dead.
I would risk my life. That's fine.
Me and Matt taking dinosaur selfies.
I'd go.
I don't think you would take dinosaur selfies.
I would.
Would you?
With that brontosaurus? Just
Are we talking this park or are we talking original
this
park?
This park.
Because, you know, park is two no-shows and 1-6 triceratops.
This is J-Dubs right here.
Well, the danger's the same. I mean, the risk
because
of danger
there are
is
dinosaurs.
The same. Because there are dinosaurs and they're, you know, the carnivorous ones, you don't know, but... Do you take that risk?
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah, you're going?
Yeah.
Matt, you're going?
Yeah.
James, you're not going?
I'm not going opening day. I'm waiting in a couple of years or something, making sure that they've got the bugs worked out.
I'd be on the prequel tour, man, if I got early access. I'd
be
in that.
You know how many problems they had on... they talk about it in Jurassic Park, you know, how many problems that Disney had. Like, when it first opened, and, you know, Jeff Goldblum was like, well, you know, when the Pirates of the Caribbean broke down, they didn't try to eat the... customers or whatever.
I kept expecting him to pop up.
Can you imagine being really eaten by an animatronic Johnny Depp? That'd be terrifying.
Well, back then it wasn't Johnny Depp.
I would just punch it to death.
punch a robot to death.
And, yep. then you discover it's really Johnny Depp.
And then it's really like, Johnny Depp. And then I'm happier.
Stop, mate. It's my made up of scarves and bracelets. But do you...
Just falls apart.
I don't know. I'm kind of like James. Like, I think it would be awesome. Like,
I would love to go, but I'm waiting until the bugs are
You're not
going to
beta test it like Logan?
No.
I don't know.
If I won early access passes for four people, you guys wouldn't go with me?
No.
What if totally Josh was like, we have to podcast from there?
I will say I quit.
I'll see you next Tuesday. But I don't know. Like, I just... Sorry. I just... Did you just get eaten, Matt? We didn't see it. But I don't know. Like, the kid inside of me that really loved dinosaurs and loves the idea that maybe someday they can do that would be like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. But then I would be like, oh, no.
And you guys would be so jealous of my dino selfies?
Mm-hmm.
No, because they would have you in them, clogging up the dino views. But
my phone is as old as those dinosaurs. So.
Yeah,
65 million years.
Mr. DNA is like, hey, where'd you get that phone? Did you find it in some amber?
John Hammond cloned Logan's phone.
Yeah,
that's what's Logan's phone started it all. Da da da. Hey, that's from that theme from Logan's phone.
That's from the first phone.
So you would just do it. You would
Heck
just
yeah. I'd be on the boat, man, going right for it.
I would love stupid. To. It would be. You probably are.
You guys You're are all stupid. Idiots.
Yeah, but how many people can say he was killed by being eaten by a dinosaur?
I would tell you.
Well, how many people have died in the movies? We'll just go ahead and count.
I don't know. There was a lot of people that died in Jurassic World.
But yeah, like our pretty world, high body count. That'd be a pretty awesome, like, he was eaten by a dinosaur. Yeah, I'd take that. That's a great obituary.
Then he had a good life.
No, he didn't.
If he was eaten,
you
by
get
a
up to heaven or wherever.
He went out
and you're
the
like,
same way he came in,
eaten by a dinosaur
and running.
And so did everyone else.
What if you're like the first guy to get to the afterlife? You're like, I got eaten by a dinosaur, and they're like, no way.
No, you didn't. You're not the first.
No, really. Pull the video up.
Yeah, yeah. It's on.
Here, we got it on
it's on God.
What's this raptor? Oh,
see, that's me.
Raptor me up.
And here I am.
Raptor to the
Let
face.
Me in.
Matt, you'd do it.
Totally. Yeah.
Would you go pre-release like me?
I would go after
general populace.
Maybe not day one.
You wouldn't be day one.
I don't think I'd be day one.
Within the first year.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Then see, I would definitely go within the first year.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like at the end of the first year, I would probably go.
Yeah.
The off season.
It would be really, really tough to be one of the first ones on the boat to go though. But it would be a huge struggle for me not to, knowing that opportunity was there.
You could meet so many people though, and you'd all have something in common.
You saw dinosaurs.
You get to go see dinosaurs. Would be there.
Tim's there. Hey man, that one's flying.
Look at them dinosaurs, guys.
Gotta get up there.
What you doing up there, dinosaur? How'd you get? You got tiny
arms.
You
ain't got no feathers.
You got tiny arms. You didn't climb up there. One of my favorite memes of all time is the whole T-Rex making a bed.
Yeah, or just laying down on it.
I don't know. It would be tough for me. If somebody was like, I'm going to give you all the resources to do this, I would, for the risk of it, I probably would do it.
Yeah. It'd be worth it.
Yeah. But
even if you
died. You know what I noticed in Jurassic World is like, there was just a ton of teenagers and kids there that seemed to be there all on their
without
own
parents.
Yeah. Here, kid, go to Costa Rica on your own, then get on this cruise ship and sail all the way to this little island where people have been known to be, you know, scarfed down for no reason.
Don't get kidnapped or eaten by a dinosaur.
Think about it. How expensive is it to get to that park?
Yeah.
And how many, like, rich, busy parents are going to go with their kids there?
Well, but I'm looking at it from the point of view of if it's either me or my kids going, I'm going.
Yeah. Hire a babysitter.
I am selfish in that aspect,
like,
I guess.
Like, you could send three kids or you can send you and Emily.
Oh, we're going every time.
Sorry, kids. We'll send you some dinosaur selfies.
It's like the same. I mean, I understand and I'm grateful for the people who love Walt Disney World. For the price of me taking a whole boatload of kids and everyone to Disney World, I could go have a great, like, week and a half long excursion in New York. And I'm going to pick that every time.
Yeah.
But it's the same principle here is, you know, if I had that chance, I would probably do it no matter what. So, and I, you know, you watch that first movie and you're like, there's no way I'd do that. Kind of. I might would.
You know, I
would. There's no way.
Had I been invited,
maybe if I was drunk enough.
Had I been invited to the first one, I would have went because they're assuring you, yeah, it's all safe, you're fine, whatever. It's like I would have went.
Those
I gone.
Those explorers were sweet, weren't they?
Yeah.
Until
I would have went.
They got it.
But they fine. Got edited.
Yeah, we assume.
They had the power get shut down.
That T-Rex flew up from that huge
stupid Ned
gorge
and put all the viruses.
What were they
in
talking about? The doors and the I-Rex, and we're like, he ate the doors.
He ate the doors. I was like, he ate the doors. Wow,
he just ate the doors.
That thing's really mad.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody ate doors.
No, the doors were gone. They were just.
Yeah.
Gone.
What else did he do with
him? He ate the doors
she,
for sport.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she ate the doors.
The main
for
villain
sport.
Is female.
She exploded him.
And then there's an I-Rex.
Yeah. No.
So would you go?
That breathes fire.
That's the question. Would you go if it breathes fire and Daenerys Targaryen flies off on it?
Yes.
That'd be great if she just lands in the middle of Jurassic World and it's like fade to black.
We use dragon DNA to fill this in. Why didn't you just make a dragon?
We didn't think about that.
Oh, we could have done that, couldn't we? So would you go to Jurassic Park? Let us know over on Twitter. That would be cool of you. And we're going to do this for a minute. Just because you'll have fun too.
Yeah.
I was so late on that.
Is it cool?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Actually, it's very good. Let me just tell you.
Yeah.
The war to end all wars is going to be...
Absolutely.
Say it again.
The opposite of what this song preaches. So I guess...
Name only.
Absolutely everything.
Our friends. From... They can see the huge air quotes from
they
here.
They can't see your air quotes.
No, they're implied. They're implied.
They're all in our tone.
Yeah.
They're in our tone, Tim.
But, it's in our tone.
But our friends that I heard that was good think that, I guess, that we've, like, mellowed in our desire to totally annihilate them in karaoke. Well,
all we talked about was chopping their heads off last week.
Yeah, no, okay.
What I don't understand is where they got we were going to boo them. Like, I don't think that
nobody
we
said,
ever
said
I think he was just. I think he was just laying that out there. Like, no, don't.
He was
no,
like, no we booing. Are going to suck, so no please booing. Don't boo.
that is how
I mean, he was implying that we were going to boo him, and I was like, well, I mean.
That's rude.
But
now that you've given me the idea.
That's like being out on the basketball court and just yelling boo at your opponent.
Boo!
Like,
boo!
who even does that anymore?
Like, boo! Boo!
Boo, y'all.
I'm Brian Fellows.
Oh,
Brian Fellows!
It's sadder now.
I know.
It just doesn't do the same thing.
Boo, y'all.
Flip your camera around. You're taking the pics. No, it's fine, Tracy. But
you said it more like Bill Cosby. get the pudding.
You gotta turn it around. Gotta flip the camera around.
Nope. We won't even go any farther with that. This has been Cause Talk on Playboy Radio. So we're gonna totally annihilate them. And I don't know why they think that we've, you know, like softened up on this.
And then he was like, we're gonna introduce some rules too. We're gonna put songs in a hat.
Yeah, we're not. Keep your stupid hat. We're not doing that. That's lame. I mean,
hats are dumb.
That's our dumb.
James, shut up.
Can you imagine the Indominus Rex with a hat? How dumb would that have been?
I said to Matt at the end, yes. I was like, that one that's featured very prominently in the end, I was like, if that one and that raptor are not wearing small top hats at the end of this, I'm going to be really mad. So there's not going to be a hat. That's ridiculous. I would much rather us go and do this at a location than at Carson's house because, yeah, whoop-de-doo, we do it in Jackson. We're on their turf. But if we do it actually at his house, that's a lot different than other people also being there in the mix.
We don't have a third party there, but...
I mean, it's going to be fine either way. I
it's going to be fun.
Look, I'll download some songs on my phone. We'll stand around outside and do it.
No, we can't do that. That would be just the worst thing on earth. I mean, that would be equivalent to this fantasy that they made up that we called a DJ.
How about that? If we can't find any place, we'll go down, we'll get two opposite corners or something, and we'll just like put a hat down and sing and see if we can make any money that way. Whoever makes the most money wins.
James, this is Jackson, Mississippi. We're not going to stand on any corners in Jackson, Mississippi, much less singing loudly, drawing attention to ourselves.
We have to practice our barbershop quartet singing Mr. Sandman.
that is the best idea I've heard all night. And I saw a movie about a camouflaging dinosaur.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
We almost didn't stop. Let's not mess it up. I mean, that is the most unrehearsed thing we've ever done, and it was almost great. But anyway, so...
Goldie Wilson.
Idiots. I'm but tired. Yeah, me too. So it's going to be great. We're going to totally annihilate them, and there will be certain death, and it will be them. So,
death guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't understand why they think that we've backed off our game. Like, we're bringing the thunder. This is totally serious.
This is number one top dog power right here.
I mean, I looked over Tim's whole wagging a finger in the other guy's face and just laughed because how ridiculous that was. But I think that they're just...
Wait, what?
Yeah, and a couple... You know, when we suggested the voice thing kind of thing, and we were like, I don't know. And then they talked about it. He's like, that'd be great. Just get up there and you'd be like two guys going at it, and you know, you'd be wagging your finger in the other one's face. I mean, like...
Well, is that how he sounds?
Yeah, kind of. But
I thought he sounded more like this.
He sounds like this. Oh, it's Tim Murphy in the White 101 in the morning.
Hey, y'all, I'm Tim Murphy.
Hey, I'm just going to go over to the old country station now. This is
baby, right this down.
This isn't, I heard that was lame, so we're going to get to the chase. It's coming, like Thunderdome style. So you people need to go on and get this decided. We'll do it whatever night.
Put your depends on and meet us out there.
Put your depends on. But the beer fest, we're also good with that. We can heck do that as well.
Yeah, beer. Love beer.
Yeah, so...
you don't love beer?
I love specific beers.
Zima.
Specific.
One comes to mind.
Smirnoff Ice.
I only have a Mike's Hard Lemonade, please.
Make it Mike's.
Make mine Mike's.
I'll have a Mike's Soft Lemonade. Just a lemonade?
Can I just get a lemonade with some ice?
Can I have a diet lemonade with some Splenda
Can
in
I
it
get a virgin screwdriver?
Yeah, orange juice.
Let me get some orange juice and water for you. But
we need to go to Mike's one night and just order four virgin screwdrivers.
That's not what we need to do. So
that's a terrible idea. Shut up, guys. Yeah,
so how badly we're going to beat these guys? I mean,
it's
going to be. I have come up with a song that I would like to sing if, you know, they might have this song since, you know, they're popular radio people, you know, who have songs that I think will just be ridiculous. I know the rest of you are just going to be phenomenal. And there's just this is like, you know, as James Taylor said, I'm a steamroller, baby. We're going to roll right over you, yeah. Tim and Carson. I can't wait for this.
That's so. How bad you think we're going to beat them? Steamroller level?
Pretty badly, I think. I mean, like...
I'm thinking IREX level.
Yeah, that's what me I was going to say. Yeah. IREX.
I was thinking Hiroshima kind of level. But
oh, my whoa. God. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
Back it up, man. Yeah. We're not going to take out his whole house. I mean...
He just bought the thing. It would be horrible if it accidentally burned down if we didn't win.
Don't say it like that.
Now you're making threats that you're going to burn his house down.
They were talking about Christopher Lee in an episode they recorded the day before he died, or announced that he died. So, I mean, you know, it's their own fault when things happen. But
come on.
They're horrible at life. So I'm really looking forward to doing this panel with them and to also just totally destroying them as well.
There should be enough time after karaoke that they can go get their burns treated before the panel. If we do have to do it beforehand.
I don't know if there's butthurt cream or not available, but we'll just have
a box of butthurt.
We'll just have it sitting for them on the table. Here you go, guys. Just apply.
This is for later, guys.
This is for you to apply liberally all over. So
so when is the panel?
The first day.
Saturday morning.
So when are we doing karaoke?
Apparently it's up to them. I mean, I'm fine with doing it Friday night if you guys are.
I'm fine with Friday night.
I'm fine with it.
As long as I don't have to talk at the panel Saturday morning.
You can just stand
people
there.
May ask you questions.
No. Great.
Be like, hey guys, skinny, that we don't know.
Skinny Weirden.
I'm just gonna wear sunglasses and sit there and just
gonna be one of
Joaquin
those
Phoenix.
Yeah, gonna be one of those mysterious.
Can I wear a Hawaiian shirt?
You gotta look up. Yeah. You gotta look.
Yeah, you probably will.
I mean, people at home can't see what I'm doing, but I'm just looking up.
Yeah, it's fine. Yep. Certain death is coming. Listen to I Heard That Was Good While You Still Can. New episodes for the next couple of weeks anyway.
Your days are
numbered. Two more weeks.
You can do that at iheardthatwasgood.com. You can mess with them on Twitter at iheardthatwasgd. They did the worst job of periscoping I've ever seen in my life. I mean, really, it was like Tim had given it to his child to do it for him. They just couldn't get it together. They did have like the best possible viewer, the one viewer though, which was us, and we gave them great information. We gave them breaking news about Paul Feig casting Chris Hemsworth.
Do you think their podcast before the karaoke thing is just going to be them crying in fear?
Yeah,
they finally lose it. Just.
Yeah, they're going to talk.
Hour of them.
They're going to talk.
Oh my
about,
God, what are we going
to
do? What
they're going to talk about the saddest movies they've ever seen and how it correlates to their.
Guys, you know that Notebook? That's just a sad movie.
It's Carson. It's one of Carson's favorite movies. Carson says
it's a good movie.
Yeah, but is it like a Shawshank movie for you? Do you have to stop everything you're doing to watch The Notebook when it comes on?
I mean, but I watched it once and it was
that was enough.
I was touched.
And
by
I cried, guys.
It touched me.
Where did it touch you, Matt? Show us on the doll.
In his notebook. No.
In my heart.
No. So they're going to be finished soon. So listen to them while you still can on Tuesdays. I heard that was good at the con.
Tuesdays.
Or Thursdays.
Thursdays.
They're going to be scattered all over the place. I'm sure there'll be a little of them on Tuesday and on Thursday. And
I love their Twitter handle.
I heard that was GD.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, man.
Logan, Jam of the Week.
My Jam of the Week this week is a revived Star Wars Galaxies online server.
I've been watching these.
We've been checking that out, yeah.
Yeah, so I've
see
been...
your screenshots.
I do post screenshots of my weird Ithorian guy.
Yeah?
I'm really it's into... Weird. I'm really. It's very relaxing to just get on there and mine ore and craft things.
Yeah, that was always annoying on WoW.
I just really enjoy it in this game for some reason.
Wait, did Minecraft totally rip it off from this game?
No, it's like you just sit in a place and dig up ore. It's an automatic process, but I don't know. It's a good way to unwind for me.
Is it pretty stable?
The private server's great. I mean, the game's been long shut
I played
down,
WoW on some private servers with ridiculous rules and
oh my God,
craziness.
The flying rules.
Yeah. Fake WoW.
Fake WoW. Yeah, that was always fun.
So, so my Jam of the Week, Star Wars Galaxies.
Cool. Good jam. Nice. Matt, what about you?
My Jam of the Week is Of Monsters and Men. Came out with a new album this week.
And it's pretty good.
It is pretty good. It's called Under the Skin. It's great. If you're a fan, if you like them, check it out.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
Super good.
Mr. Stratton, what about you?
I think I'm turning my jams into the independent horror movies because I saw another really good independent horror movie this week called The Nightmare.
Really?
And it is a documentary. They follow like 8-10 people who have sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
They do reenactments of the things that because they say that once you're in paralysis, you can hear things. Yep. You hear screams. Like they say that it's like hell opened up and you can just hear it.
Yep.
And then they said the shadow people would come in and they have these reenactments of what these people were seeing. Mm. And it is terrifying.
It is utterly terrifying.
Is this on Netflix? Frozen.
It's not on Netflix. It's in like 10 theaters, I think, nationwide and on VOD. It costs $6 to rent it.
Yeah.
You get it for 2 days. I highly suggest you check it out. It's called The Nightmare. It's from the guys that did Room 237 about the Shining
movie. Yeah, the Kubrick thing. Yeah,
the Kubrick thing.
That was actually pretty well done.
Yeah, and this is another awesome, well-done documentary by them.
Huh.
Very good. The Nightmare. Watch it, people.
So real people telling real stories.
Real stories.
That they're reenacted.
That they're... Okay, cool.
Terrifying.
That sounds interesting.
That just scares me thinking about the whole sleep paralysis. I'm not a fan of the
literally
idea.
Literally, like me and the wife were sitting there watching it, and after the movie was over, she was like, "Don't know if I need to go to bed yet or not," because she was shook up by it.
She's
watched a lot of horror movies,
and she's had bouts of mild sleep paralysis.
Yeah,
and so now that she knows what it is and what it could possibly lead up to. That, like, just scared her even more.
The problem is, though, the more anxiety you have
the more it can, it gets. Yeah,
it can
Holy
cause
crap.
It.
Yeah, it can smell fear.
So it scares you, and then it keeps scaring you and just gets worse and worse.
Yep.
Gosh. So good, guys.
Okay. Interesting. I have sort of a jam.
So you probably never heard of it.
LeBron James.
Oh,
playing the best freaking basketball of his life.
He's averaging a triple double.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Jeremy Weathers and I talked about this not long ago. Like what it would take for, because we kind of predicted that it would be Cavs and the Warriors. What it would take for them to win.
Golden State won tonight.
Did they win?
They won tonight.
What was the score?
I don't know. I just
100-4.
Something.
Wow, that was terrible.
I saw that Steph Curry was doing Steph Curry things, and then they won.
Well, LeBron's playing some great basketball. My actual jam of this week is Dear Zachary.
Oh, you finally watched it?
Yeah, I did.
It's super good and sad.
It's this is an incredibly good documentary that is on Netflix that you should check out, and I highly recommend that this is one that you watch alone. I think that I watched it in the room with other people, but they were both asleep. And I've been meaning to watch it, and you'd recommended it. Emily did an article on it, and I just said, I'm going to give it a go. And I have never, it's been a long time since I felt like that after watching
a
movie.
Yeah, it's intense.
It's very intense.
I had to watch it in a classroom full of people for school.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in tears. Everybody was in tears by the end of that movie.
Incredibly sad, incredibly joyful in places, and...
What are you talking about?
It's a documentary called Dear Zachary.
Yeah, but you're not telling me what it's about.
You can't. You can't tell people... It's a guy making a video for the child of his friend.
Yeah.
Basically.
So, you should check it out. It's really good. Dear Zachary on Netflix. Get out of here, music.
Bye, music.
Good job, music.
Well, this has been a
good
great
night,
show,
music.
Guys.
It's been a good show.
Yeah, this has been a good show.
Thank you for hanging out with
us.
Yeah,
we appreciate. We liked having our guest, Indominus Rex. Thank you, Indominus. Tim Murphy was here as well.
Tim Murphy.
How you guys doing?
This has been the Golden Mellow Hour. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. Good night.
I hate the Golden Mellow Hour.
Yeah. It's the best thing we do before the show. You know it is.
It may be the best thing you do during the show. So that was episode 168 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us. You can do it every single week over at justusgeeks.com. Make sure you keep checking us out over at justusgeeks.com.
Yeah!
For your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. And I picked this because you should go check out our good friend Logan Barnes' article series. Now That's What I Call History.
Was I supposed to know
about the Now That's What I Call Music?
Something wasn't right here. Oh, baby. I shouldn't have let you go.
Go, man. Keep going.
Come on.
And show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, cause I need to know now. Because my loneliness is killing me. You remember when
I must confess, I still believe.
So, I know you weren't alive when this song came out.
Give me a sign. I was. I talk about it in the article.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
But you were like two, but...
I was in elementary school.
So,
thank you.
Tell me about this article series that people should go read.
Basically, I'm reviewing the Now CDs, a combination of my impressions now and what I thought of the songs when I was younger and what I would have thought of those songs when I was younger. So it's just kind of a retrospective on music, really.
You should call it Now and Then.
That would have been great.
That would have been great.
I already missed that opportunity. It's already been.
Now That's What I Call History.
That boat sailed.
Stir Friday? when do those go up?
That's actually better.
It'll be up on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, so.
Right. There's one now you can go read for the first Now one.
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind.
Those freaking pigtails. Oh,
so
my
hot.
God. Oh, man.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
This music video got me to spend money to go see Crossroads.
I gotta tie my Hawaiian shirt up at the bottom.
Let me get you some puffs for your hair too.
Wind blowing.
Pigtails going on. It's too late, man. It's too late.
Come on, do it.
No, not doing it.
I must confess.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Killing me now. Don't you know I still believe.
We do what we want around here.
Give me a sign.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
J.D. Shellnut.
Mike Gardner, Chief
Police. This is Chief Police. So kiss my...
This is Tim Murphy signing off.
Check y'all out later.
We'll see y'all next week.
Unless
Hit
we're
me,
dead.
Baby, one more time.
Yeah.
What? Anyone could see the road that what? They walk on is paved in gold. It's always summer, they'll never get cold, never what? Get hungry.
What song is this?
Never get old and gray.
What song is this?
Today.
I've never heard that song in my
life. It's on Now
life.
One. It's in the article. It's the reason why I started listening
Everyone
to Now.
Everyone can see the road that they walk on is paved in gold. And it's always summer, they never get cold, never get hungry, never get old and gray.
I've never
you
heard that song before.
You can see the shadows wandering off somewhere. They won't make it home, but they really don't care.